And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
One of my favorite podcasts where we get to answer the questions that you have been submitting in to us through Instagram. And, of course, have one of you or a couple of you join us on the phone. Hello, Keith. How are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi.
What's going on, dude? What's your question for the room?
My question was, I wanted to learn how to cook, and I was wondering if Roz had any tips or any beginner meals I could learn to make.
Oh, how old are you?
I'm 14. I'm going to be 15 this August.
Oh, nice.
Interesting. Okay, so what are you into? What do you like eating?
Right now I just want to try a new thing, so really anything.
Like grilled cheese?
Like, yeah, like what's your level? What's your level? Like, Maury just said grilled cheese. Like, can you make a grilled cheese?
No, I can make some breakfast stuff. I could just basically toast and do eggs.
Okay, so you know, that's
eggs
the kind
are
of stuff.
Hard. Eggs can be hard.
So when you're talking eggs, I'm assuming you're scrambling your eggs, right?
Yeah.
Can you flip an omelet?
No.
Okay. So here's where I would start with you at the very, very, very basics, which is making a perfect omelet is actually far more difficult than what you would think. To get it nice and fluffy, when you mix it, how long it cooks for, the color, the texture, the thickness of it, so it doesn't look like a crepe, but it looks like a big fluffy omelet. Mm. Like I would, if you like eggs, try every morning to make a perfect omelet and watch YouTube videos, Google pictures of like what perfect omelet looks like. You're going to stumble on a whole thing of like all these French chefs telling you how to make a perfect omelet. And you're going to be like, oh my God, I had no idea it was so difficult to make a perfect omelet. And start there. Start with an omelet. I will always say that's where I started with my kid is an omelet. That's where I would recommend everybody starts. Because it's one of those things that we've all seen somebody else do. We all assume we know how to do it, but to do it perfectly is actually quite difficult.
Okay.
Do you know I still use two spatulas to flip an omelet?
Two spatulas? Really?
Yeah, one on like sort of either end. That's how I sort of flip an omelet. I have to use two spatulas. And I once at a resort stood at the omelet station taking notes.
Wow. You know, I rarely flip omelets. I rarely flip them. Because if you use the right amount of egg in the right kind of pan at the right heat, it will cook through. And then when I fold it, the heat finishes cooking what's in there.
Oh, wow.
So it's never runny. Wow. It's never anything else, yeah. Right? I used to flip omelets all the time, but I rarely do. I prefer them with only one side cooked and then you flip.
Hey, Keith, is there anything in particular that you've always wanted to learn how to make?
Yeah, chow mein.
Oh, okay.
I'm a big noodles fan.
Yeah? Well, listen, man, like Roz brought up a good point about YouTube. Like, you could find recipes at any level on YouTube, man. Like, there's so many videos from the most basic to the most advanced. I say start there.
Yeah, so I was just wondering what your opinion would be, where to start.
Yeah, an omelet. Okay. So an omelet, definitely an omelet. The other thing that I would say is get something where there's like a little bit of a process involved too. You're not advanced enough because I'm sure your knife skills like are crap and all this stuff, right? Like, so you don't want to get too much into that. But I would do something where there's almost like there's stages to it, right? You know what is a really good thing to try because you sort of can't screw it up. Is do like a chicken parm, but without the red sauce. So what you're going to do is you'll learn a couple new skills. So grab like a chicken breast, or you can even buy the thin ones that are already sort of a cutlet, right? Stick that in a Ziploc bag and hammer it out a little bit to make it evenly flat. You don't want to like smush it, but you just want it to be the same sort of thickness all the way around. So you're going to have to hammer that middle out a little tiny bit, right? And you don't have to have a mallet for that. You can use the back of a spatula or the bottom of a pot or even a rolling pin, which is what I just use sometimes when I can't find my mallet. And then get a little bit of egg wash, right? And what I do when I'm making a chicken parm is I season the chicken and I season the egg wash. So if you want it spicy, if you want garlic in it, if you want all this stuff, I season the egg wash where a lot of people season the breadcrumbs at the end. And then so when you have that chicken hammered, right? Throw a handful of cornstarch in there. And then shake the bag like you're making shake and bake. And then you're going to coat the chicken completely. And then take that piece of chicken and then dunk it in that egg wash, right, with all your seasons and spices and everything else in there. And then in a separate, like, pan or plate, just put a bunch of panko breadcrumbs down on it and slap that whole thing down on the panko breadcrumbs. Get it covered on both sides. And then take a pan and throw a little bit of oil in the bottom of it. And you only need to sort of, you're just cooking for color at this point, which is just get it like a super, super golden brown on both sides and then fire it in the oven at 325 for like 15 minutes. And it's going to be delicious, but it's super easy to make, but it's just a process. Like get used to doing steps with things. And I think that that's kind of a cool way to start cooking.
Keith, did you get all that?
All right. Yeah.
You can go back and re-listen to it. How do you make chicken parm? Do you make chicken parm, Mocha?
Not really.
You don't, huh? It, but no. You love it, though.
Yeah, I know.
You never make it?
No, it's been... I mean, I have in the past.
Yeah?
But I just do, like, the most basic way with the breadcrumbs and the egg flour, right? And then, like, you toss it in, let it fry for a little bit. The
fire
most basic,
oven.
Yeah.
Melt
yeah,
some
yeah.
cheese on top of it.
So good.
Oh, so good. It's so
but
good.
But Keith, listen, man, like, whatever, I know it could be, or it sounds like it could be a little bit intimidating, but once you get going, and again, you watch those YouTube videos or you read stuff online, and you start to really get a handle on things, it'll be like a breeze, and you'll want to keep cooking that one thing until you've perfected it, and then you move on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Do you know what
buddy?
Keith could do?
What's that, Mar?
He could order the meal kits like I do that come with the sheet, all the ingredients.
I was just going to say that. What do you pay for that, Mar?
I mean, it depends. Each meal is a different price. So if you do, like, it depends on what you're ordering. Don't order the fancy stuff.
He's 14, though, right? So, like, he needs
No, but
his...
if you talk to, like, you know, hey, Mom, how's it going? Can we order this? Because I want to, like, you know, cook.
Yeah, Maury brings up a great point, man. Is that do you have supportive parents?
Yeah.
Like,
my mom wants me to cook.
Yeah. So what if you went to your parents and said, hey, listen, I want to cook more. I'm really interested in it, but I'm a little bit overwhelmed and I don't want to go out and buy a whole bunch of ingredients just to make one thing. What if we go online and go to one of those meal kit places and we just order a couple? Because what they do is they just give you the perfect portions of everything to make that meal. And then what you're going to get used to is process, temperature, and timing. Right. So that's sort of what those meal things do. Maury was and no offense to Maury, but Maury was a disastrous cook and had very little interest in cooking. And then he started doing the meal kits, and exactly it's portions, prep, and, you know, and timing. And Maury loves cooking now. Like those meal kits really turned Maury's skills around.
Plus, if Keith signs up, all of them offer like 6 free meals off the top.
Right.
So like if you talk to your mom, whatever, you get like the first 6 are free.
And if you say Maury sent you, Maury gets a discount, I believe, right?
He does?
I don't know. I'm joking. I'm joking.
Don't quote us on that.
But yeah,
one,
but that really changed Maury. Like those meal kits really turned you around.
I love
huh?
it. I look forward to it.
Yeah. No, it's a great way to learn.
Couple options for you there, Keith.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate
all right,
it.
Buddy,
right on, man.
The show.
Oh, well, we're a huge fan of you, man. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Hey, do kids do home ec in school anymore or no?
I don't know. Do you, Keith?
Well, ever since COVID, I really haven't been doing anything.
Oh, okay.
Right now,
so,
I'm online, so I'm not 100%
sure.
Right?
Oh, I gotcha. All still, right. It sucks, man.
All right. Thanks, dude.
All right, thanks
Later.
For having me.
See you, man.
Later, man. Bye. Did you guys have to do home ec in school?
Yes. I did home ec, yeah.
What did you guys have to do in home ec? Grilled cheese.
Oh, I learned grilled cheese and how to sew a lunch bag.
Yeah, what did you do in home ec, Mocha?
I remember I sewed like a baby bib.
Yeah?
That I gave to my cousin when him and his wife were having a baby.
Okay.
It looked atrocious.
It was terrible?
Yeah. And then I made, what else did we do? They actually taught you in home ec at one point, like how to wash dishes.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, there was that.
Yeah.
I'm trying, those are like the two standout things that I remember.
How to wash dishes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you make a baby bib?
And a baby
That's a
bib.
Weird thing to have a kid in junior high make as a baby bib, right? Like, what do you
and
do
I
with
can't
that?
Remember. I can't remember what else.
Did you have to take home ec, Chef? Chef.
Chef?
Chef,
Shem.
Shem Boyardee. That's what I like to call myself.
Yeah. Did you have to take home ec?
No, but we had a lot of young mothers in my high school.
Oh, really?
A lot of young mothers. And they offered courses for women who wanted to, you know, learn a little bit more about motherhood, but also young fathers as well. So I didn't take the course because I wasn't a baby daddy, but it was offered.
City schools, man. The difference between city school and growing up where I grew up.
I did. Did you guys ever take?
Did you have young moms in your high school too?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Really?
The high school that I went to isn't far from the high school that Shem went to.
Jesus.
Same neighborhood.
Did you have moms in your high school, Maury?
No,
I didn't. There was one girl that got pregnant and she dropped out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but we didn't have any moms in my in my school. No.
Did you guys ever
that would be scandal.
There are like certain like things that I'm interested in now as an adult that they offered courses in high school that I wish now as an adult that I paid more attention
to. What?
Back then, something like home ec, wish I paid more attention to. They had like a photography course in my high school, like an after school program.
I did that one.
I really wish I took that, and also woodworking.
Yeah, you didn't take woodworking?
I never took shop.
I did photography and woodwork.
I wasn't in the shop class at all. And I now, as an adult, because I'm into that stuff now, I wish I learned some of these skills.
All of that.
Back then.
All of it. All of it, all of it, all of it. Extras, even.
Really? I did it just so that I could end up in the year. Book.
What do you mean?
Like, so that you get in the yearbook, there's all like the group photos of each
Like AV club kind of thing?
Yeah. Like, I joined the chess club just so I can get in that picture.
And were you?
Yeah.
Did you get in it? Yeah. That's cool.
All the after school stuff that I was involved, like, it was all like music stuff, like band. I was in like three or four or five different
jazz band and stuff
there was one called, I think it was like concert band, which I didn't
What did you play? Drums?
Drums, yeah.
Drums, eh?
I played trumpet and I sang.
You play the trumpet? Can you still play the trumpet?
I can, actually. Yeah. And I can play the piano a little bit.
Yeah, that's awesome.
My dream still now is to play the drums.
Wait, what do you play again? You play a recorder, right?
Yeah.
What do you play, Roz?
I can play, like, guitar.
Yo,
we have a band, guys.
We've talked about this. It was supposed to be called the Wet Whistles.
Yeah. No, the Whistle Wetters.
Yeah. The Whistle Wetters.
Yeah, and then it was supposed... No, but then we were flipping back and forth between the Whistle Wetters and Man Jam. But I think we decided that Man Jam sounded too gross.
Do you still have a guitar?
I got lots of guitars, actually.
And David Moore, you have your recorder at home.
I carry it with me everywhere.
Right? Shem, do you still have a trumpet at home?
I don't, unfortunately. I can get one, though.
I'm
not starting a band with you guys.
No, no, no. What if we did just like a session where we just show up with the instruments and we just start playing?
No,
see what it sounds like.
No, it's going to sound awful. No, it is going to sound awful.
Are we going to wear matching outfits?
No, 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 no. Don't make it weird.
Don't make it weird.
Thank you.
Right? We'll set up a drum kit in here. You bring your guitar. Dim, where you can be on the recorder. Shem will have a microphone for him to sing and play trumpet.
No.
Can you do both? You can do both, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay. Can we do it without Roz?
You know what? Yes, we can.
Jeez.
This is always one guy, right?
I can't wait to hear your drum trumpet recorder band.
DTR. yo, Christy says here, we just bought a waterfront cottage in Marmora. Oh.
Good for you.
We're planning on renovating and renting. What do you guys think are the most important things to spend money on, and what makes or breaks your stay? For anyone who doesn't know where Christy bought her cottage, it's like it's between Toronto and Ottawa, heading up towards Ottawa.
Oh, so like they're going to rent it out for people.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So this is actually great because you, Roz, you did the exact same thing where you bought a cottage and did a full reno. Mm-hmm. What are the things that were like really, really important to you?
Well, it's different though because I was never going to rent it out, right?
Right.
So I just did stuff for me. Like I like a big kitchen. I like it's just, you know, I wanted tons of windows. Like for me, tons of windows was just sort of where it's at. More, you rent places. You and Matthew do Airbnbs, and you just rented a place over the holidays that was like a sort of little cabin, cottagey kind of thing. When you go looking for something that you're going to rent an Airbnb, because I've also never rented an Airbnb, what are your priorities?
A comfortable couch, obviously, in front of the TV, a big size bed. Thermal windows and like honestly
thermal windows
because it was like it was a cabin in the middle of winter from the 1800s I wanted to make sure like we weren't going to freeze
thermal
to death.
Windows Jesus
is that the wrong word for it
no I don't even
windows?
I don't even know what you call it I don't even know but
windows.
I'm just like that's a weird thing to have on a list when you're going and renting an Airbnb but fair enough
that way there's no air leak
so thermal windows is obviously very
nice size kitchen
but what's a nice size kitchen when you're renting a place
this place
though?
Had a huge kitchen.
It did.
Like a nice table in there and everything so that you can make your food and eat there and you don't have to bring it into the living room.
Yeah, I would say for cottages, it's everybody I think concentrates too hard on the sort of outside kind of thing where, you know, everything is about life on the dock and isn't life great on the dock, right? Where there's some people that just aren't lake people, but they just sort of want to get away. And so I think that there needs to be things inside. And I know it's a cottage and I had this conversation with Catherine where I'm like, like, I know it's a cottage and I know it's, we're supposed to like stay outside and everything else, but I still need a big television.
Yeah.
Right. Because on those nights when we're here and it's raining, we can only play so many board games and everything else. We are going to want to sit down and watch a movie because we're all going to be exhausted and everything else. So TV for me is always important in a rental.
For
like,
me,
I would never not rent the place at the no television.
Like, I'm all modern everything.
Yeah.
Like, I need kitchen to have like modern day appliances.
Right.
And same thing. I need like the living room or family room, wherever, the lounge room to have television. I need a I need Wi-Fi access as well, and space in the kitchen for stuff, especially if we're going to be spending multiple days, like a nice size fridge for me to put all of our food into, and space for us to leave like our stuff in and around.
Yeah.
I know it's kind of like going all over the place, but for me, it's like it's modern everything, and I need space for.
You're
all
not going to get a lot of modern day kitchen stuff though, because then the person who owns it, like if somebody doesn't take care of it, then they have to replace it. So you get. You'll get some cool stuff. Like we had a, you know, a neat French press or whatever to make coffee or, and all that. But you didn't have major up, you know, up-to-date appliances in the kitchen because who's going to replace that if something goes wrong?
Yeah.
Right.
And it had
one
DVD, Sister Act 2.
You had one DVD?
It had, I opened the drawer, it had one DVD.
Was there a DVD player?
No.
Oh.
Oh. That's why they only had one DVD. We stayed at a place a couple of years ago where they had a tube TV, so an old tube TV.
Yeah.
They had a VCR, no DVD, and like a wall of VHS tapes. And they were all like family-friendly tapes, right? And they had like a whole bunch of board games as well that they had left for families to use. So it was a nice little setup, but same thing. We spent a lot of time in the kitchen cooking, so you need the space for all of our stuff.
See, really. I would also say like I've spent over the years so much money on outdoor games, right? Like ladder golf is amazing. It is so much fun. Cornhole is so much fun. I have, God, what else do I have? I have giant Jenga that we set up. It's like a 4 foot tall Jenga that you can play outside.
Have you ever thought of making your own?
Giant Jenga? No, yeah. it's too expensive to make. I only paid like $100 for this. I would probably spend $250 in wood.
I didn't look it up, but I was thinking like if I just got like a bunch of 2x4s, right? And started cutting them. But then you start thinking about time because you got to cut them and then you got to make sure the sizing is right. And then you got to round out all the edges to make sure that it's safe and nobody like nicks themselves on it.
Yeah, because, but also Jenga pieces aren't the same dimensions as like a 2x4. 2x4s would need to be a little, so you're planing wood and all that. Who has time for that? We have tetherball that I can screw into the ground.
Oh, sick.
And it's like that whole thing. We have that. But I would say games, right? Bocce ball we have. Like we have all this stuff. And I would say, and you can buy really great ones and I would say load up the place with that because that's what people want to do. Like, cause nobody has like cornhole at home.
No.
Right. Like, or if you're living in a condo, nobody has ladder golf and all this stuff. So I would just, I would go heavy on that stuff.
Sarah says here, guys, do you remember your first time tasting cheese or what's the most delicious cheesy thing you've ever had? And what's the story?
Oh, interesting. What is the most cheesy thing?
I don't remember the first time I tasted cheese, but like burrata is like at the top of my list, as well as mozzarella. Like those are my two favorite cheeses.
I do remember like the first time I had cheese pizza. It was at like religious school.
Because
on Monday, like at religious school, they always ordered cheese pizza for us kids.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time you had, excuse me, an unusual cheese? So we all had cheeseburgers, we all had pizza, we all had mac and cheese. But do you remember the first time you ever tried like brie or feta?
I don't remember, but there is one in particular that just tastes so foul, or it smells foul and it leaves a funky taste in your mouth.
Feta smells like feet, but I love
amazing.
Feta.
Blue cheese.
I love feta.
Oh, is it maybe blue cheese? Blue cheese is pretty potent, right?
Yeah, because it's mold.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that one. There was one that I had like in the past like 6-7 years that was just, oh, I couldn't take
sharp.
It.
My dad used to like take me to the counter, the deli counter when he was getting his lunch meats, and we would stand there asking for samples. That's how I tried all the cheese.
What about brie? Do you like brie? Do you like a soft cheese?
I do like soft cheese. Yeah.
Swiss cheese
and what's
is my
the
fave.
What's the one that has like that smoky flavor?
Well,
I don't know. There's like a smoky flavor one where it almost like It's, yeah. You're basically eating meat.
Oh, Gouda.
Like smoked meat.
Oh, there's Gouda. An apple. Gouda. Apple smoked Gouda.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe Gouda. That's Gouda. It. Gouda can be smoky. Yeah, you're right. But so I'm trying to remember. I think of the unusual cheeses, like the ones that you don't get when you're, you know, a kid. I think feta or goat cheese was my sort of like the sort of experimental grown-up cheeses. But then I think that my life changed the first time I had a caprese salad.
Mm,
where the first time somebody like sliced a big thing of buffalo mozzarella and stuck it on top of a tomato
so good, right?
A little bit of pesto underneath and then olive oil on top and everything else.
I made that twice this weekend with the barbecue.
Yeah, the first time I had that, I was like, okay, I'm sold now.
Yeah.
Like this is a different way to eat cheese because I just always melted it before, right? Like whatever it was, I would just melt it on stuff.
You know what the worst is? Cottage cheese.
No way. That's great.
Oh, no. Not a fan.
No, I can't.
Cottage cheese with mandarin oranges.
No, oh. That's disgusting. What? I could never.
No, wait. Sorry, Moga. You said cottage cheese in oranges?
Yeah, mandarin oranges. You open a can of mandarin oranges and put cottage cheese on top.
Bruh.
What are mandarin oranges? They come in a can?
Yeah.
Are they like canned oranges?
Yeah.
Oh, and you put cottage cheese on that?
Yeah, that's right.
Whoa.
No. Cottage cheese is like so disgusting. No. I could never.
No, not for anymore. Me. No, no, it's not. It's
I tried
not
it.
Me.
Like, don't get me wrong. I've tried it.
Yeah.
And just, well, even just the thought of it right now grosses me out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like you're basically eating vomit.
Oh, no,
yes.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No,
it's so
like,
good.
It's watery and chunky at the same time.
Whoa.
Hey, I made my caprese salad with, I barbecued the tomatoes.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, I was going to say it was really good.
Oh, no.
How
I
long
don't,
did you barbecue
like,
the
just for the record,
for?
I ate it. I enjoyed
yeah,
it.
No,
how long did you grill the
tomatoes
for?
I grilled for, like, on an open flame for, like, I'm trying to sound like Roz here. So on an open flame,
I doused
a little bit
it.
Of oil on top with Herbes de Provence, and I grilled it on the
Herbes de Provence? You put Herbes de Provence on a caprese salad?
On the tomato, yes.
Oh.
Okay,
again,
so how long?
I loved it.
How long did you grill it for?
About 10 minutes per side.
10 minutes? How did that not melt?
No, it was nice and crispy soft.
My God, man.
Okay, and so you then what? Did you melt the cheese on top of it or no?
No, then I just cut that up upstairs and then put the crema.
But then by the time you got from the roof of your condo where you're barbecuing your tomatoes to the time you got downstairs and then had to finish prepping everything, that tomato would have like cooled down and then got like all wrinkly and mushy.
No, it was fantastic.
So what did you put on? What's the crema that you put
on? So it's a balsamic cream almost that I got at Eataly, but it's like instead of just putting balsamic, it's like a balsamic cream that you put with the caprese.
It's a balsamic creamy type of thing, but instead it was just balsamic and it had cream in it. Man, you should be the spokesperson for that joint.
Yeah, man. How are you not sponsored?
Grace says here, if you accidentally let out a silent and deadly fart in company with a small group of people and someone asked who farted, would you, A, admit it, B, deny it, or C, keep quiet and then blame it on someone else?
I pretend in situations like that I don't even smell it.
Same. Yeah, if it's really bad, I would just act like nothing happened.
Yeah, because if I'm standing there and I fart and somebody goes, oh my God, and they look at me and go, do you smell that? I go, no. Right?
See, that sounds
and
guilty.
No, because then they think they're nuts, right? They think they're nuts. Or what I do is I go, no. And then I lean in towards them and I go, oh, yeah, there it is.
I can usually match the smell with the butt.
What?
Huh?
Whenever I smell a fart, I can kind of figure out who did it just by smelling it and looking.
What do you mean? Hold on here. You can smell it. You smell a fart and then you look at people's bums and you can tell who farted?
Like I can sort of figure, I can match the smell to the person. It's a little gift.
Dogs can do that.
Man, if we were all in the same room right now, this would be a completely different show.
Katie says here, in your opinion, what are things that you should pay for in cash and what should you use your credit card for? My husband and I have very different opinions on this topic.
Interesting.
I can't remember the last time I used cash because I just pay everything on my credit card.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would say like maybe like small priced items, like if the total is less than $10, maybe you can get away with paying cash for it.
Farmers market stuff, I'd say cash, because then they don't have to pay for the debit fee themselves.
We went to a farmers market on Saturday, and no cash allowed.
No
Everyone is tap.
Everybody's.
But then they pay a fee, so I guess that's on them.
Everybody's using tap. I'm the opposite. I only pay for large things in cash.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you usually get a better deal that way.
Oh, sure. Sure. Like, right? If you're having work done by someone and they give you the quote price and you say, okay, but cash is how much?
Yeah.
Then in that case, yes, absolutely. But I'm talking like, or I think what Grace is talking about is like everyday type.
I never use cash.
Really?
Nope.
Okay.
No, I never use cash. I only use cash for large. Like if I have to get cash, it's like to buy something large.
Yeah.
Like, well, I bought my truck in cash.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah, and I was nervous the whole time I was driving there. With Catherine, I had this like big envelope in between my legs.
Of course.
I mean, there was lots of room down there. There's nothing much going on down there anyway. But I had this big envelope between my legs, and I was just like nervous. I'm like, God, like if we get into like a fender bender right now, and I'm going to like, oh, the whole thing. But I knew somebody. I've known her for a very long time. And she works for the fraud wing of a police department.
Yeah.
And she had told me years ago, okay, that to never, ever, ever, ever use your debit card for anything.
Why?
And to only use credit card. So my debit card,
I don't
even know if my debit card is in my wallet, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but maybe she meant that before tap, because now you're not pushing any buttons.
No, because the difference is this, is that if somebody skims your credit card or somebody, you know, whatever, they start buying stuff up on your credit card, you call the credit card company or they will call you, right? Mm-hmm. And you can get those charges pulled off easily. Soup. It's very quick. You may have to get a new card, but that's really the end of it. You will never have to do that. If somebody gets your bank card and they go to like an ATM and they unload cash, or they start taking that and tapping it everywhere, that's cash coming into your account. It is much easier to deal with a credit card company to get a couple $1,000s worth of stuff reimbursed back onto your credit card than it is to deal with a bank to get cash back into your account.
Yeah, I could see that.
Right? So she was like, she doesn't even take a debit card out of the house.
Yeah.
She's like, every single thing is credit card. Only ever use credit card. You can get everything back on a credit card. You cannot get cash back from a bank.
Yeah. I just do everything credit card now anyway.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. You, Maury? Credit card only?
No. I debit, because then it lets me go into the red.
There you go, right?
God, if anyone wants to steal mine, go.
I know.
Nuts.
I would love to see somebody who just like plotted hard. Like if they were just like stalking Maury, like all day he's at the park with the dog and they're watching where he puts his coat and like where his wallet is and his jeans. And like they really, really put in the work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a real, real good casing. And then they finally get a hold of Maury's wallet and they try to take money off his credit card or off his debit card. And it's like it allows him to do $12.
Followed by decline. Ronaldo, welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. How are you?
I'm good. Good. You?
Good, man. What's your question?
My question is, if you had enjoying your time, what is that really time wasted?
If you're enjoying yourself,
is it time wasted? Mm-hmm. Do you mean like if you're sitting if you're sitting around doing nothing?
Yeah, or like you're doing something I enjoy.
But if other people look at you and they don't sort of get why you're into that, then they think that you're just wasting your time.
Yes.
Like planned or unplanned?
I say planned.
Well, I guess not. Like if it's planned, like you plan to do that thing, then why would it be a waste of time?
Well, what else could you be spending your time on? Like, I get what he's saying, which is, you know, do you have to be accountable then for every single minute of your day? Like, do you have to be productive or creative or?
Yeah, you know what? No, I get it, man.
It's interesting. It's interesting. Like, I think that we all waste time, but see, somebody like me, I will deliberately waste time just because so many hours of my day are spoken for by somebody else.
Yeah.
Right. So if I have a minute, I will deliberately waste time just because I feel like I've won at that point.
Like, sometimes though, like I feel like if I know I'm doing something, right? And when I do that thing, then I feel guilty afterwards
right.
for not taking care of other stuff that I know I could have been doing. So, yeah, actually, I do understand what you're saying.
Here, I'll give you a scenario here, Mocha. Okay? So the idea of wasting time.
Yeah.
Okay. What is something that you love to do around the house?
Stamp collecting.
Something that I love to do around the house.
Yeah. It could be mowing the lawn. Oh, it could be cleaning the bathroom.
I was just
going
to say, I love mowing the lawn.
Okay, there you go. So mowing the lawn. So here's where time wasting comes into it, okay? Realistically, how long does it take you to mow the lawn?
Oh, like 20, 30 minutes maybe?
20, 30 minutes. Yeah. Now, because you love it and you're outside and everything else, you could stretch that 20, 30 minutes out to probably be an hour.
Oh, easily.
Let's say even hour and a half,
easily.
90 minutes, right?
Sure.
Now, you're doing a job that you do enjoy.
Yeah.
That could take you 20 minutes.
Absolutely.
You stretch it out for 2 hours.
I don't know if I can get away with doing it two
okay,
hours.
Okay, so you stretch it out for, say, 90 minutes, say,
or
an hour. Let's say you stretch it out for an hour, okay?
An hour, yeah.
Is that 40 minutes wasting time?
But I'm really enjoying
so
it.
So this is the question then. This
and
is what he was asking.
It's making me happy in the moment.
Right, but have you wasted time?
Have you wasted time?
Yeah, I guess it depends on what else I could have been or should have been doing during that time.
Let's say you got a family. Let's say you got all sorts of stuff going on. Is it wasting time, even if you enjoy it?
If I know I have other things that need to get done, then yes, because at that point, maybe I was being a little too selfish with my time.
Wow. See how this turned around?
But I think it's also the people that look at Mocha and go, oh my God, you're wasting your time at doing such and such. But if you're enjoying it, is it wasting your time?
No, because you enjoy it. But I don't think more. Because I was trying to break this down. I was trying to get it in a way of where it doesn't matter what other people think. It's how you would look at it.
Yeah.
Because a few weeks ago when I was waiting in line for 4 hours on Record Store Day and I got all the records I wanted, did I waste my time in that line at a crazy time on a Sunday morning?
But were there other things that you didn't accomplish because of that?
There always is, but I
then yes.
So did you waste time?
But I walked out with the records I wanted.
Right.
So I guess I didn't waste my time.
But what I'm saying is that, is there a way that you could have accomplished that using less time?
No.
No, you had to wait for 4 hours?
Because otherwise you wouldn't get the records.
Okay. I'm going to ask Matthew the same question, whether you wasted your time buying
four
records.
Oh, he'll say yes, I absolutely.
Yeah, of course he did. Of course he will. It's a good question, though. It's a good question. Because I do that, too. I will plan 4 things to do, and then I'll start doing one of them, and I'll just be having so much fun.
Yeah.
And it'll just be so great that in my head I'm already like, well, number 2's not happening.
Yeah. Well, what about if you're sitting in the backyard just drinking cider and not getting anything else done, but you're having a great time just drinking cider?
That happens, too.
Yeah.
That happens, too.
You get into those lazy modes, right? That's like me, man. Like, I'll be sitting there, and I watch one YouTube video, and one YouTube video turns into like 45 minutes of other YouTube videos.
But can you sit in the backyard not watching your YouTube videos and just stare into the sky drinking?
That's how I spend most of my time.
Yeah. I absolutely could. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, I'm like, oh man, that was 45 minutes? Shoot, I could have got this, and this done.
Bro, last week, what day were we off? Friday.
Uh-huh.
Right? I got home. I had a little bit of work to do. I had some book stuff I had to do. So I had my computer on my lap and I wasn't doing a ton. So I had to go to the grocery store afterwards. So I probably got home at like 11, right?
Yeah.
Sat on the couch, started working around 11:30 kind of thing. And I was just like sitting there, just like doing stuff. And then I lost time. I don't know what I was doing. I just lost time. And I closed my computer and I closed. Bro, what are you doing? I closed my computer the second that Catherine walked in the door.
Yeah.
And Catherine walked in the door because she had to drop something off before she went to get Roxy from school. She leaves to go and get Roxy at 3:15.
Oh, my God.
So I lost. I sat down at 11:30. And basically, like, when I came to and I wasn't sleeping, I was just doing stuff, whatever. And when I came to, Catherine was walking in the house at 3:15.
Oh, geez.
Like, I lost that much day.
Almost 4 full hours.
Almost 4 full hours. Yeah.
Ronaldo, so it's an interesting question. Why did you ask it? Like, did something happen in your life? Or are you, like, do you get caught up doing stuff where you then feel like you've wasted time?
Yeah, I've been to doing some stuff at home, like, productively, and then I was like, okay, maybe I could have used this time to do something that I find, fun or something like that, right?
Got Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Yeah. No, it's a great question though. Thank you so much for listening,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate no problem, it. Man.
Right on, bro.
Take care.
Right, later, guys. Bye.
See ya. And that's a wrap. Thank you for all of your questions. Keep them coming in. We get these all from Instagram, at Kiss925. We'll post a picture that reads, Ask Roz and Mocha, and of course, invite two of you to join us on future episodes. Thanks again. This has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.